بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the topic on the foundations and the basic principles of fiqh. And we have reached the foundation number 5, the fifth foundation. And the fifth foundation is الشريعه مبنيه على اصلين الاخلاص للمعبود والمتابعه للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The sharia is based upon two principles: sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who deserves to be worshipped alone, and the second is المتابعه, following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two principles constitute the condition for every religious deed, whether it is apparent, like the utterance of the tongue and the actions of the body parts, or it is from the inward actions of the heart. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar 39 verse 3, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Surely the deen is for Allah alone. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى in Surah Al-Bayyinah 98 verse 5, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him, and perform as-salah and give zakah, and this is the right deen. And the deen, the meaning of the deen, was defined and interpreted by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith of Jibril, and that it constitutes the 5 pillars of Islam and the 6 foundations and pillars of Iman, as well as the realities of Iman, meaning the ihsan, which is the basis for the actions of the heart. All of these matters must be sincere for Allah alone, seeking His face, His pleasure, and His reward, and that they must be taken from the book and the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was trusted with teaching the ways to make the deen upright and to have the correct ways of worship practiced. قال الله تعالى concerning following the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in Surah Al-Hashr 59 verse 7, وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. Whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it, and whatsoever he forbids you, abstain from it. And fear Allah, verily Allah is severe in punishment. And in combining both principles, which constitute this fifth foundation, is the verse in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 125. قال الله تعالى وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. And who can be better in the deen than the one who submits his face. What does it mean, submit his face? Meaning his actions inwardly and outwardly are sincere for Allah. وَهُوَ مُحْسِن, meaning while he is muhsin, perform the good deeds of Islam by following the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is a verse, a text, which combines both principles. It is an evidence for both principles. And in many verses, we know the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey the messenger. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah, for example, verse 92, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ. And obey Allah and the Messenger. So the action which combines these two principles is the accepted one. And if both are missed, or one of them, then the action is rejected. If he acts without ikhlas, without sincerity, then there is shirk. And if he acts without following, then there is innovation. And missing these two principles makes the deed rejected, or missing one of them as well. And this falls under the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25:23. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And we shall turn to whatever deeds they did, and we shall make such deeds as scattered floating particles of dust. So if the deed does not include these two principles, or one of them, then it is to be rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated a differentiation between the deeds of the sincere and the deeds of those who show up, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, those who show off, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 265. قال الله تعالى ومثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم ابتغاء مرضات الله وتثبيتا من أنفسهم كمثل جنة بربوة. And the likeness of those who spend their wealth seeking Allah's pleasure, while they in their own selves are sure and certain that Allah will reward them, is the likeness of a garden on a height heavy fall. On its end, it doubles its yield of harvest. And he said, in comparison, in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 38, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا. And also those who spend of their substance to be seen of men, and believe not in Allah and the last day, and whoever takes the shaitan, Satan, as an intimate, then what a dreadful intimate he has. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, concerning the migration or immigration, which is one of the best of deeds, he said, as reported in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, and in Sahih al-Bukhari volume 1 number 51, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها وامرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. The reward of deeds depends upon the intention, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. And every person will get the reward according to what he has intended. وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. So whoever immigrated for Allah and His Messenger, then his immigration was for Allah and His Messenger. And whoever immigrated for worldly benefits or for a woman to marry, his immigration was for what he immigrated for. So the sincere one is the one who his migration is for Allah and His Messenger. And when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked about a person fighting with bravery a man may fight for the sake of booty, and another may fight so that he may be mentioned by the people, and a third may fight to show off position in bravery, as in the Sahihain in al-Bukhari and Muslim, and in Bukhari volume 4 Hadith 355, a man may fight for the sake of booty, and another may fight so that he may be mentioned by the people, and a third may fight to show off position and bravery. Which of these regarded as fighting in Allah's cause? The Prophet ﷺ was asked. He ﷺ said, he who fights, من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. He who fights so that Allah's word, meaning Islam, should be superior, fights for Allah's cause. Fights for Allah's cause. So the person who intends by his verbal and practical jihad to give victory to the truth, then he is mukhlis, sincere for Allah. And whoever intends by that other than this, then he will have that which he intended, and his actions will not be acceptable. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding the deeds which lack the following. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 15, verse 103 and 104. قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. سورة الكهف سورة الكهف قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. Say, shall we tell you the greatest losers in respect of their deeds? Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life while they thought that they were acquiring good by their deeds. We ask refuge in Allah from this. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 28-50, فإن لم يستجيبوا لك فاعلم أنما يتبعون أهواءهم ومن أضل ممن اتبع هواه بغير هدى. But if they answer you not, meaning don't believe in your doctrine of Tawheed, then they know that they only follow their own lusts, and who is more astray than one who follows his own lusts? So the righteous deeds, all the righteous deeds are those done on these two principles. What about if a person shows off in his worship? This falls into different types. First, if show off is the basis for inciting the deed, for inciting the worship, is the driving force behind doing the act of worship, then the worship is invalid. Because as in the Hadith Al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك. I am the one who does not stand in need of a partner. من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري فقد تركته وشركه. If anyone does anything in which he associates anyone else in me, I shall abandon him with one whom he associates with me. And this is reported in Sahih Muslim. Second, if the worship occurs during the, if the show off occurs during the worship, such that the person begins his worship sincerely and then show off occurs afterwards, then if he tries to ward off this show-off and tries to stop it, then his worship is valid. Otherwise, if he doesn't ward it off, try to ward it off, and continues with it, and inclines to it, then here one examines whether this worship is such that its latter part depends upon its first part, or the opposite. like for example as-salah, al-wudu. So in this case the worship becomes invalid. And if the worship on the other hand is distinguished such that there is no dependency between its parts on each other, then whatever occurred of it before the occurrence of show-off is valid, and whatever occurred after the show-off is invalid. Example: a person gives 50 riyals or dollars or euros in charity sincerely. Then he gives 500 to show off. The first giving is valid, and the 500 is invalid. The third type: if the show-off occurs after concluding the worship, then the worship is valid. However, this nullifies the reward for the worship.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قال الله تعالى:
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
قال الله تعالى إن سورة البقرة 264. O who you believe, do not render in vain your sadaqah, your charity, by reminders of your generosity or by injury, like him who spends his wealth to be seen of men, and he does not believe in Allah nor in the last day. His likeness is the likeness of a smooth rock on which is a little dust. On it falls heavy rain, which leaves it bare. They are not able to do anything with what they have earned, and Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. Fourthly, the fourth type: the show-off is in the descriptive manner of the worship, not in its origin. Meaning he initiates it for Allah, sincere, then shows off in the descriptive manner. For example, he prays, he starts sincerely in his prayer, then he hears someone coming, so then he begins now to perfect his salah more and more than he normally does it. So whatever occurs due to that, which increases, which is other than the sincere part on which he established his worship, then that there is no reward in that which he added. There is no reward in that which he added to the originally established on sincerity. Are these four types clear? Are they clear? So therefore, the actions which the person does for Allah but lacks sincerity, or unlegalized, meaning not in accordance with the Sharia, then they are invalid. And similarly, the creeds, the opposing creeds to that which is in the book and in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the creeds of Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovations, which oppose what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were upon, all of that falls under the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. It falls under the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reward of deeds depends upon the intention, and every person will get the reward according to what he has intended. This is first, and then secondly, it falls under the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Anyone who does an action which is not in accordance with our way will have it rejected. And this is an agreed upon hadith. The first hadith of the intention is the scale for the inward deeds, and the latter is the scale for the outward deeds. And sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding everything is what came in the textual proofs in the Quran and the Sunnah, being commanded and its merits and its fruits, and the nullification of the deeds if they lack the sincerity. And this issue of sincerity, Which of the two is stronger and harder? The ikhlas, the sincerity, or the following? The answer is the ikhlas, the sincerity. Some of the Salaf, rahimahumullah, said, I did not exert a stronger effort on myself more than exerting the effort on it on sincerity. Here you find two people next to each other making salah. You see them apparently in a state of tranquility, following the correct way in the prayers. But when it comes to the intention, it may be that the difference in their intentions, meaning in terms of sincerity, they could be far apart as far as the east and west. And if the person achieves the sincerity, then the following would be easier. Now, with respect to the intention is of two types. The intention is of two types. First, the intention of the deed itself. And secondly, the intention for the one who for the one to whom the action is done. So this is the intention of the deed itself. Second, the intention for the one to whom the action is done, or for whom the action is done. as to the first one, the intention of the deed, that you intend to do such and such deed, meaning you intend to do that this salah is the dhuhr, not the asr. So this differentiates the deeds, and this differentiates, for example, what is fard, what is sunnah. The second, the intention for the one for whom the action is done. This means that you seek Allah in your action. You seek Allah in your action. These two principles renders matters to be either legally acceptable or illegally acceptable. And this covers worships as well as transactions. Every transaction, like trade, rent, etc., if the parties involved agree upon, but the transaction is illegal, then their agreement is invalid, is forbidden. And there is no consideration whatsoever for their acceptance of the deal. Because the acceptance comes after having the deed accepted by Allah and His Messenger. So if, for example, two people make or agree and accept a transaction involving usury, he says, lend me 1,000 and I will return it to you with 5% increment. And they agree. And they say, khalas, we agreed, so what's wrong? This is forbidden. Because the acceptance, if it is to be made as the criteria and foundation, then the two committing adultery will say, well, we are content, we agreed, we accepted the illegal sexual intercourse. You see, but the matter of legalizing this is to be lawful and unlawful goes to the Sharia, not to the agreement and acceptance between the two parties in these transactions. Similarly, in terms of donations and gifts to, for example, giving gifts to children, and also in terms of making bequests, all of this must follow the Sharia. No preferences. Also, with respect to conditions which the people who make endowments put on, or put the conditions put by those who make endowments, must not be in any way opposing the Sharia. If it opposes the Sharia, then it is to be cancelled. And the balance for all of this regarding conditions the balance and the scale is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-muslimuna ala shurutihim illa shartan harrama halala aw ahalla harama. Muslims are in accordance with the conditions they set between themselves, except a condition which makes the halal haram or the haram halal, the forbidden legal or the legal and permissible forbidden. This is the scale. This is the reference. Muslims are in accordance with the conditions that they set with themselves, except the conditions which make the halal haram or the haram halal. And similarly, marriage and its conditions and pillars and what's lawful in it and what is unlawful, divorce, revocable, irrevocable, and all that which is entailed by its rulings must be in accordance with the legal way. Otherwise, it is to be rejected. And similarly, the oaths and vows. The person, when he makes an oath, he makes an oath by Allah or by one of his attributes or by one of his names. And anyone who makes a vow to obey Allah, then he must obey him. And anyone who makes a vow to disobey Allah, then he must not disobey him. And similarly, what's related to the breaking of the oaths, where the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever makes an oath and then finds other than that to be better, then let him do that which is better and expiate his oath. And this is reported in Sahih Muslim. And also with respect to judicial matters and with respect to proofs and evidences and all that is related to them, or are based upon الشريعة. قال الله تعالى, الله سبحانه وتعالى stated in سورة النساء chapter 4 verse 65, فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. But no, by your Lord, they can have no true faith until they make you judge in all disputes between them and find in themselves no resistance against your decisions and accept them with full submission. وقال الله تعالى in سورة النساء chapter 4 verse 59, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. O who you believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those of you Muslims who are in authority. And if you differ in anything amongst yourselves, refer it to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you believe in Allah and in the last day. That is better and more suitable for final determination. Rather, the fiqh itself, from its beginning till its end, is not an exception to this foundation. Rather, in fact, the rulings, they are taken from four references: the book, the authentic sunnah, and these are the two origins, and the ijma', the consensus, depends upon them. And analogy is deducted from them, from the textual proofs in the Quran and the Sunnah. So So nothing except that it falls under this great foundation. This brings the end of the discussion on this foundation number 5. The Sharia is based upon two principles: sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the Sharia or following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.